To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, everybody. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 24th of May, 2022. Got the best technology news that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and we're going to get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, the folks over at Take-Two went to the bank yesterday, withdrew $12.7 billion, and said, yep, we're going up the street and buying Zynga. At least according to the two companies that was announced yesterday. Of course, with this acquisition, Take-Two not only takes ownership of Zynga franchises like Farmville, but will also get access to Zynga's expertise, as they are quoting, by building hugely popular mobile games. I would say that's more of an opinion, but hey, they have been kind of successful, haven't they? Now, those of you unfamiliar with Take-Two, they actually own major properties like Grand Theft Auto and BioShock. And it seems by getting Zynga on board, they're focusing on some mobile money. It took a while, though, for the deal to finally go through. Talks actually started in January of this year. I'm sure it was a back and forth of, hey, I'll give you this much. No, we want that much. How about this much? Nah, that's not enough. But apparently, almost $13 billion later, it seems all is right with the world. News on a Tuesday. Are you over there at the Zola Wedding Registry? Yeah, chances are your account just got hacked. Most people are familiar with the popular wedding planning website. Makes it easy for online gift registries and apparently now easy to hack. This actually took place over the weekend, but of course we're just hearing about it today. And from what we're seeing, Zola users posted on social media that their linked bank accounts had been used to purchase gift cards. In fact, even though we cannot independently confirm this, there was a Reddit user who claimed to show a cracked Zola account being resold on the black market. Now, Zola did reach out for a PR statement for everybody, saying that access took place through a credential stuffing. That's where hackers test out email and password combinations that are actually stolen from other breaches. They did go on to say, we understand the disruption and stress that this has caused some of our couples, but we are happy to report that all attempted fraudulent cash transfer attempts were blocked. Though one has to wonder if that's actually true, when so many users are saying that their bank accounts were used to purchase gift cards. If you were affected, though, Zola went on to say they are directing users who have been affected by this mishap to contact support at Zola.com for further information. Cool stuff going down in Sunderland in the UK. That 5G connected and automated logistics, or better known as CAL project, is now pushing forward with the UK's first automated 40-ton truck completely powered by 5G. Now, those of you unfamiliar with the 5G CAL project, was actually awarded a share of £30 million through the 5G Create. That's actually an open competition combining British creativity with innovative new uses for 5G. And according to Julia Lopez, who is actually the Digital Infrastructure Minister, she said that the 5G technology being trialed in Sunderland could be crucial to boosting the UK's productivity and also reducing emissions at the same time. Now, of course, the 5G CAL pilot and proof of concept will be the first time ever in the UK to deliver up to 40 tons on a private road, completely removing the safety driver from the process. And hopefully in doing so, we'll overcome abnormal situations in the end. Finally, hey, you a student out there loving your Apple Music subscription at a discount price? Well, it's not as discounted anymore. Yes, apparently Apple has slightly increased the price of Apple Music for college students. And this is happening in several countries. Most students have probably already got through their email now. That is, if they're sobered up enough and actually opened up their account, they have been informed that their subscription would be slightly increased in price moving forward. So where is this going to take place? Well, if you're in Australia, the Philippines, Singapore, Malaysia, Saudi Arabia, New Zealand, India, South Africa, Indonesia, Israel, and Kenya. Yep, it's going up. Currently, these countries are paying $1.49 per month, but will be going up to the price of $1.99 per month. So not a huge increase, but it is increasing. Again, just like so much other things in the world today. Though it still completely beats out paying $9.99 a month for an average user in the U.S. However, though, one has to wonder how long that's going to last. Usually when one tier goes up, another one follows. As for Apple commenting on that, well, no, they have not returned our emails as of yet. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network, britishtechnetwork.com. Lots going on over there. You might have noticed an influx of Mac shows and big shows. Yep, they're all posted up there now for your listening enjoyment. Also, don't forget to check out the photo show over there as well. You can also, of course, find us on our social media destinations too, at British Tech Network on Facebook, at British Tech on Twitter, and our Slack room with our BTN community over at britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening over the next 48 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.